Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm an alcoholic. The question is, how do we know we have had the spiritual awakening promised in step 12? Well, there I was at my first AA meeting. It was December 1987. A welcoming member suggested that I try to listen with an open mind for the similarities in what I heard during the meeting. AA members spoke about what it was like as practicing alcoholics. And considering how alone I felt, I was graced that night with a deep identification of what I was for the first time in my life. I knew that I was an alcoholic. As these people shared what happened to them when they joined AA and then described themselves as happy, sober people, it gave me hope that there was an answer to my problem, not knowing how I could live with or without alcohol. I'd explored all kinds of avenues in trying to find a solution to not feeling part of life, but found no real revelations that I could sustain. Drinking and all the other quick fixes never filled the hole in my soul. The next feel good would sometimes work for a while, but inevitably led to further failure to control and enjoy my drinking. Neither did I consider myself an atheist, but I'd struggled with the necessary spiritual disciplines that I'd tried at different times in my life to fix how I felt. The speakers that night gave me hope and encouragement that the AA program could be the answer. I believed it just might be possible to have what you people seem to have, freedom from alcohol, and to be happy about it. As my recovery progressed, I found myself becoming part of life at last, no longer feeling alone or apart from. The awareness that there is more to this life than meets the eye has become an unshakable faith that God really is. There is evidence everywhere of the profound change in my thinking and my actions that I wouldn't have achieved unaided. I know that these coincidences are not coincidental. There is no doubt in my mind that God has done for me that which I couldn't do for myself. As I've worked to align myself with principles that require actions that are other-centered, I've moved away from self-centered, self-seeking motives and designs, or as my sponsor puts it, my old formulas. I began to experience real freedom from the fears that dominated me from my earliest memories. Conditional on continued practice of these principles, I found my outlook has turned more and more towards spiritual values of helping others and seeing what I can bring to life. I'm much less a taker these days. I'm no longer so frightened that I'm clutching for what life could give me. I find that by giving of myself, I receive so much in return. For it is by self-forgetting that one finds, to quote one of the lines in St. Francis of Assisi's prayer. Helping others to discover this freedom that AA offers has been incredibly rewarding. Accordingly, I've made it a commitment to myself to be of service to others in AA and in all areas in my life as best as I can. Again, as my sponsor used to say, you can verbalise your thanks or you can demonstrate your gratitude. Service is gratitude in action. Life's thrown plenty of challenges at me, which I've been able to meet with courage and calmness that is beyond any capacity of my own. I have a faith that has been working in my life for over 32 years. I thank you all.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.